Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
From Australia's leading celebrity news magazine, you're listening to Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news you missed this week. I'm Stacey Hicks from the team at Who, and I'm joined, as always, by our human pop culture encyclopedia, Ali Cromedy.
Wow.
Do you like that one?
That's fun for me.
I'm trying to give you a different intro every single week. It's my challenge to myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's so great that all this knowledge that some might say is useless is coming in handy.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like me with song lyrics. Yeah. I know them all. Don't need to know them all.
No, karaoke must be your strong suit,
right? It's my jam. I don't need the screen. None of that. No, but yours is useful because we use it every week.
Thank you so much.
For this podcast.
Yep.
You.
Somehow I have a career in it.
Thank you. You'll be putting it to good use today because coming up on the show, we'll be dissecting the fallout for Ashton Kutcher since his ex, Demi Moore, released her very explosive memoir.
Yeah. It's just not a gift that keeps on giving, but it just seems like it's never going to end. And it's just opened up a whole, you know, Pandora's box.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there. So we'll break all of that down for you.
Yes.
But first thing we need to discuss today, and, you know, if you haven't seen this, you truly have been living under a rock because they are everywhere.
Yes.
But we'll give you all the best bits of it anyway, just in case you have been, is that our girl Miley Cyrus is in another romance again.
Yep.
This time with another Aussie, good old Cody Simpson.
Yes, her hot girl summer has continued into, well, at fall, as they call it in America.
Hot girl autumn to us.
Hot girl spring. Technically.
So what's happening with her? Obviously, who could forget the split with Liam Hemsworth, another fellow Aussie 2 months ago.
Yep. That was like a 7 month marriage.
Yeah.
After like a 10 year off and on relationship.
So that kind of came as a shock to a lot of people. Everyone kind of thought that Miley had settled down a bit, and that they were kind of going to go the distance, really, because they have been together for so long. Or at least that they would last a few more years than that. But then they were kind of forced to address the fact that they had split when photos emerged of Miley and Caitlin Carter getting very, very cozy on a yacht in the south of France and everything.
And they were together. They were seen, like those two were seen together for a few weeks, maybe even a month or so.
Yeah.
She went to the VMAs with Miley. Yep. They were backstage kissing or, you know, hugging at the very least. And we were like, wow, okay, she's moved on. She's got, you know.
They were even hanging with Miley's mum.
Yeah, like, Tish, Cyrus. Yeah. They were all hanging out. So I wonder what this – I mean, and then they split, obviously.
Yes.
So I just wonder if we were just seeing – I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Was it a relationship? I don't know. Was it just a rebound? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, and a lot of sources are telling us that it was just – it ended on good terms.
Yeah.
It was just one of those little holiday romances. Mm. They had a fun time.
Miley wasn't ready for something that serious probably,
And Caitlin Carter had also broken up with Brody Jenner quite recently as well. So, yeah, they were just having fun.
Yeah.
They're apparently still good friends.
Hope so.
They were all fine.
Yeah.
But then Vic surfaced again of Miley in a grocery store macking on with Cody Simpson.
Yeah, it's like, and not to mention, it's like every step of the way, whenever there's an update, Miley has been keeping us all in the loop with every move. Whenever there's a picture release, whenever she's seen hanging out somewhere, she's always following it up with an Instagram story or a really long Instagram caption of just what's going on. Like, we are not left
We are
always in the loop with Miley's movements.
Which is great. And I really love her for this because
when do you ever get that from anyone,
she was
any
like,
celebrity?
Can't a girl just go for frozen yogurt and like pash a boy and have a good time?
Yeah.
And she's been very tongue in cheek about it. She posted a, you know, a hot topless pic of him on Instagram saying, you know, he's Australian.
Yeah, tick.
And then brackets my type.
Yeah.
So
abs,
he's got abs, he's 22. and she's 26. So slightly younger than her.
Yeah.
But the two of them have been friends for a long time.
Yes.
And he's spoken multiple times saying that she kind of helped him transition from being a child star into, you know, a more serious career, because he obviously got discovered on YouTube when he was really young, 11 or 12, I think.
Yeah.
So they have known each other for a long time. So it's not like they've just met and this has exploded out of nowhere.
When he was 15, there's video footage that surfaced of him saying that he had a huge crush on her and everything. So,
which is really
cute.
Know,
dreams do come true.
Yes,
they
do.
You can get your childhood crush.
Yes. But what I loved most, and I'll read you some of this Instagram post that she did, which was amazing, because she was saying, get used to it. Like, I'm going to date people. I'm not going to hide away.
Don't want to
shy away
home,
from that. Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to live my life and you'll see it. Yeah. And girls are allowed to do this as much as men are.
Yeah.
Because I think that is the thing. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio switches girlfriends every 2 to 3 months and nothing ever gets said. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of strong feelings about it.
But I know what you mean. Men have a different set of rules.
Yeah, yeah. And she just kind of said, she wrote, this dating thing is new to me too. I've been an adult, grown-ass woman experiencing this. Just like I was in a committed relationship for almost all of my teen years and early 20s with the exception of a few breaks. And she said usually during those periods of time she was working her ass off. Mm. And so she's just getting used to dating and that's where she's at. And she's kind of owning that and has really said the slut shaming has to stop.
Yes.
No one really knows the ins and outs of what their relationship is, you know, in terms of how intimate or not intimate they're being. And it is none of our business. Mm. But we love that she's kind of, you know,
sharing it with us,
looping us in on those bits and pieces and kind of just saying, this is my life. You don't really know what's going on.
You only know what you see on the internet. And that's not even the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of love them.
Yeah.
Well, it might, you know, it's not going to last.
No.
I would bet on that, but the romantic in me would like to see it last a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm sure this isn't the last we've seen. I'm sure we'll be updating you next week on what's happening with them next.
Yeah, and like it's not like she's acting any different from any other single 26-year-olds in the world. Like if, she's already been married and she's 26, not 16. She's, you know, so she's living her life and she's just doing what feels right.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't, nobody should judge.
No, we love her for it.
Yes.
Go Miley. And Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are kind of back in the headlines again in the last couple of weeks because Demi Moore has released her memoir.
Yes.
And pretty big allegations going on in there, Al.
Oh, yeah. So obviously we all know that Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were married.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big age gap between them. That created a lot of news.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got married in 2003 and then they split in 2013. No, wait, they got married in 2005.
Yes.
And then switched. I was like, the fives and the threes. They were married for 8 years, basically.
Yeah.
And while we were all captivated with that relationship, we didn't know all of the ins and the outs.
No.
Obviously, that's pretty fair enough.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
someone's married, you don't know what's really going
on. They kept it very private.
She's waited all of this time now to write a memoir, and she, didn't hold back. And there's been lots of headlines about the contents of the book from her childhood abuse that was going on, her marriage to Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And then obviously her relationship with Ashton and the ins and the outs that happened. So during that time they fell pregnant. She was 6 months pregnant and then lost the baby.
Mm.
Then I don't know if that was what made her spiral into – she was clean for a really long time.
Yeah.
She would, you know, her sobriety, she was clean for a long time and then, you know, fell back into drinking and prescription drugs.
I can't imagine going through something like that. She was obviously hiding it from the public
eye. We didn't know.
Because no one knew that they were pregnant.
No.
And then to have to go through the loss of that and carry on like
6 months
everything
pregnant.
Was normal, you know, it's devastating at any –
Any time
along in the pregnancy, let alone that far.
Yeah. I can't believe she could hide. Like, we are only learning this now.
Yeah, that all of that happened. So I don't blame her that she kind of fell back into those habits. So it was really sad.
So sad.
But there was also those cheating allegations as well.
Yeah, so once that happened, I think then, I don't know, there's obviously a lot going on in their marriage and she was trying to do things to save it or keep Ashton happy.
Yeah.
And there was talk of like threesomes and that's you know, something she felt like she needed to do to keep her husband happy and keep the marriage going. And obviously that didn't really work out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in the midst of that then there was cheating rumors, and she admits in the book she confronted Ashton. I think she was filming one of them. They weren't together, and she got a news update on her phone and then immediately texted him, "Is it true?" And he admitted it was.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's obviously – that happened a while ago, years and years ago.
Yeah.
Since then, Ashton Kutcher has moved on, married Mila Kunis. They were obviously together they appeared on the 70s show together. Yes. They even dated on the 70s show.
Yeah.
So that's cute in itself that they have known each other for as long as they have and then reunited or united. I don't think they ever dated before.
No.
And they've been married – they've been together since 2012. But yes. They've
and have the cutest kids in the world.
The cutest little
babies. Gorgeous.
So then they've been married, I think, for 4 years. They kept that secret. A lot of their relationship has been kept hidden and you know, I don't think that we even knew they got married. And then we found out a few years later.
Yeah.
You know, so it's – they've kept a lot hidden. So I think this would most likely be killing Ashton to have all of this dirty laundry aired, especially when it was so long ago, and to have it Anyway, in Who This Week, we have a story which goes into detail that Mila and Ashton are fine. Yeah. I think all eyes, as soon as Demi admitted all of this and the book came out, we were all like, well, are Ashton and Mila okay? Like, this is not great optics for Ashton as a human, but in their relationship now. Anyway, they are doing fine, obviously. Yeah. So a source has told Who. Did Ashton love the book? No, of course not. Did it impact his marriage to Mila at all? No, of course not. This book is half the story, the half that Demi likes. So it's a little bit of a dig.
Yeah.
But she, in interviews, I think with Ellen DeGeneres, Demi Moore said that, yes, she did run this past Ashton. Mm-hmm. He did know. He's released a few tweets here and there, but then maybe some have been deleted. And, you know, so I think he's really trying to hold his tongue. Maybe in 20 years he'll release his own memoir.
Maybe he will.
Who knows?
Maybe he will. Well, he's got an interesting story too in terms of not only all of that, but then he was witness in a murder trial quite recently as well for his ex-girlfriend that happened a long time ago. It feels like 2019 is his year for all his dirty laundry.
Yeah.
He was not involved in the murder. I should make that very clear. He was not anything to do with
that. He just found her body, right?
Yeah. Well, he came to the house on the night that she was killed, which is really awful. But
horrifying.
He's having a really rough year, but apparently him and Mila are really solid, and they've just said, look, they're just leaving the past in the past. They're focusing on their kids, and there's been recent shots of them. He posted gorgeous photos of them at Disneyland in the last couple of weeks.
I mean, that's obviously strategic.
Yes, very strategic. Probably like the most wholesome choice he could have made.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, there was one post on Instagram ages ago of a cover of In Touch Weekly of them splitting, Mila and Ashton splitting.
Yes.
And then they did a video of them sitting in the car looking at the front cover of the mag going, oh, have we split? Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's good to keep a sense of humor in all of this. And also, like, I'm sure I would hope that Ashton had told Mila all of this stuff that happened within his relationship, prior relationship, so that none of this came as a blindside.
Yeah.
You would think that he would have, you know, looped her in his past. So
that's right.
If she's like, well, none of this is news to me, now the world knows, all right, we'll just move on, you know?
Yeah.
I hope that's what's happened. So
me too.
They're
me
still
too.
Together. This is lovely. Yeah. It's lovely. Every week there are big Hollywood events.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk about them here usually. But there has been two really special and celebrity star-studded events that have happened that have captivated
Absolutely.
Us. Obviously, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber,
formerly
Baldwin, they officially – I mean, they got married a year ago secretly. I don't even know who was there. I don't even know what they wore. Maybe they just wore a tracksuit.
Maybe
who
they
knows?
Do. Probably knowing Justin's attire.
And they'd only really officially been together for a few months. It was very – you know, he'd just come off of – we all thought he was still dating Selena. Anyway, they tied the knot. A year later, here they are, still married.
Yes.
But they have been planning this epic
actual wedding.
Like proper bash with, you know, a wedding dress, I don't know if they're bridesmaids, but a big, big wedding where she walked down the aisle and did the whole thing. So we were waiting to see the pictures of her outfit.
Yes.
We saw their rehearsal dinner or event prior. They didn't release the wedding dress pictures until this week.
Yeah.
And what did you think of it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
It did not disappoint.
No.
They looked gorgeous. He actually scrubbed up quite nicely.
Oh, I know.
Which I didn't think was possible for him, but he looked amazing. Her veil was so dramatic. I mean,
so dramatic.
Look, having wording on your veil, a little bit much for me.
Like it said, such bold, yes,
in a very bold font. It said, yes. For anyone who hasn't seen the pictures, it said, "Till death do us part,"
yes,
on her veil,
yes,
which is very extra. But yes, she looked absolutely stunning. Mm. Apparently there were three dresses within the day.
So there's more to come.
So there's more to come. Yeah. But it was absolutely gorgeous.
They released, I think, the night of or the day after her wearing like a halter-neck style, almost like Meghan Markle's second dress.
Yeah, that was gorgeous.
But the veil – so the wedding dress we've seen is – it was made by Virgil Abloh, who is the men's designer or the designer for Louis Vuitton now. He also has his own brand, Off-White. So
I love that you have all the wedding knowledge now that you're getting married.
I am all over that. I'm like,
she knows every designer.
Yeah. But the "Till death do us part" had two quote marks either side of it. And that is Virgil's style of Off-White. So the Off-White label always has the two like quote marks. So he'll do – that's his signature sort of thing.
Okay,
not with Louis
sense.
Vuitton, but with his Virgil Abloh Off-White just like brand.
Okay.
So that is his style. And I think she has walked in one of his fashion shows as well. So they've obviously got a relationship.
Yeah.
So that's why that was there. But it's still very over the top, very camp, very like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I thought the dress itself was beautiful.
Stunning.
And she's
beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous. And then he wore a Celine tuxedo.
Yeah.
Just for those playing at home if you're interested. But, you know, Kendall Jenner was there.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner was there.
Kylie was there. Sans Stormy Travis. Without Travis. Yeah.
Camila Marone. Maroney. Yes. Marone. Leo's girlfriend. They have been together for longer than 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Yes. I hold out hope for them.
Sorry, Leo. You can hold down a Victoria's Secret model for more than 3 months.
But yeah, so there was lots of people there and they've made 1 year. They're 1 year down.
Yes. I really hope that they do go till death do them part.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
A long life.
Everything crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still only 22. He's 25.
Yes.
So, hey, crazy things have happened.
Yeah. Good on them.
They can make it work.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the other big event this week was Dakota Johnson's 30th birthday, which doesn't sound like a big deal in theory.
No.
You know, I've turned 30. It was fine. It wasn't at the same level as Dakota's. But she had a massive party in Malibu. It's just actually in just like an empty parking lot. But they had like a silent disco and they had these giant balloon arches.
Yeah.
But they also had
a cake made from her dog.
A cake that replicated her dog.
Yeah.
Obviously, we loved the pictures of was all the celebrities that were there.
Yes.
Including, so obviously, Chris Martin, her boyfriend,
Coldplay.
Was there. Yeah, front man for Coldplay.
Yep.
And of course, in their tradition, his ex Gwyneth Paltrow was there having a great old time with Dakota.
She even dedicated an Instagram post to her.
Oh, bless.
They all love each other.
Yeah, they really love each other. It's really strange. And Miley Cyrus was there as well, minus Cody Simpson.
Kate Hudson was there.
Yeah, they were all there with the silent disco headphones on, having a great time.
What I love about these kinds of things, wedding, any celebrity event is, or like personal event, like a wedding or a birthday or whatever, what may have you, is just figuring out who's friends with who because I didn't know Dakota was friends with Miley.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just things like, it's like, oh, they're friends.
Yeah, there's weird little connections there.
Dakota's mum is Melanie Griffiths, obviously, and Don Johnson is her dad.
Yes.
And Melanie is good friends with Kris Jenner. And Goldie Hawn as well.
Okay.
They're all like
besties.
That's how
the Kate Hudson.
And so that's why Kate Hudson. But then Kate Hudson's also best friends with Gwyneth. It's like then I started thinking, I'm like, well, I always thought the connection of Dakota and Chris was weird. Like how did they meet? How did their worlds collide? But it's not so weird after all when you connect all these. Well, you just need a family tree. I want a Hollywood like who's connected to who.
Pinboard.
I love seeing those kinds of things.
I know. So do I. But yeah, it looked like a great time.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we'll get invited to one.
One day. We can dream.
No offense to us.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that was cool. That was cool to see. So let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Stace, what's your must-see of the week?
So my must-see this week, I was lucky enough to go to an early screening of Judy, which is, of course, the biopic about Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm.
She's played by Renee Zellweger, who's in The Country. So, yeah, so went and got to watch that with Renee there, which is always really weird when they're sitting there. I don't think she actually stayed and watched
Sometimes
the movie.
Sometimes they just dip in, dip out.
Yeah, she came and did a little Q&A at the start, and then I think she ducked out, but it was so good. She, you forget that you're watching someone else play Judy Garland. You just think it's this Judy Garland. Yeah, it was amazing. So would definitely recommend it. Yeah, it was great.
She's getting a lot of Oscar buzz for it.
Yes, she is.
There's award buzzness.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is – she really transformed for the role.
She really
– like you said, you don't see Renee. Yeah, it's very cool.
So check
it out.
It's
good to have her back. She's been –
Yeah, she's done a little bit lately, for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, it's good to have her back.
Yeah,
she's very, very talented.
Yeah, so check that out for sure.
And her body's—I mean, seeing the red carpet pics and everything.
Yeah,
She's as fit as ever. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, she looks really good, really happy.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, that's all from us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in again. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
And I know we say it every week, but please rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
And we love getting those, and it helps us get into more ears. So we really appreciate it.
That would be amazing.
And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.